Welcome back to the Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. My name is Jeremy Devins, and in the last year, I spent over $12,000 on coaching for my own businesses. So as you know, I teach yoga, I teach astrology, I have the Quiet Mind Astrology podcast, as well as this and other offerings that I do. And I'm always seeking help and support to do those things. I can't do it all myself. There's things I don't know. I'm always learning and always a student. And in this episode, I want to talk about having a coach, having a yoga business coach, and how to find them, what to look for, and what might be even better than a yoga business coach, and what you might be thinking that you're looking for based on what I've learned in the last year, but also over the last several years. I've been teaching yoga since 2011 now, and over that time, I've spent over six figures on different trainings in business and yoga, and put it all together into things that I offer. But what have I learned in that time? Well, I'm going to share six lessons that you can apply and hopefully help you clarify like what to look for, what you don't need to look for, what's actually valuable in a coach, and maybe save you some money even, because I didn't need to spend that much. And there's actually some things I kind of wish I would have invested in instead last year at this point in my business. So number one is, with any sort of coach, if you're going to be coached on something, you want to learn from somebody who's done that thing. Like if you go to any athlete, like a pro level NBA player, they want to have a coach who's played in the NBA and won championships, because that's what they're trying to do. If you want to have a thriving yoga business, you want to find people who have a thriving yoga business and ask for their help. And number two is that a bigger audience is not always better. So if you go to look for who's the most popular yoga teacher, they might not be the best coach. They might be a great marketer or a great teacher or great at other aspects of yoga, but they might not always be the best coach who's actually going to help someone else have their own results. It's a different skill to be able to translate these things into something that someone else can do. It's one thing to know how to do it. It's another thing to know how to teach it. So just because they have a bigger audience doesn't mean they're going to be the better teacher or that they even really know what they're doing. Maybe they're just the face of a big operation that other people are running. So that comes down to feel and finding someone who has the results you want, number one. And then number two is getting to know them and connect with them and see if they're a good fit for you to really work with. Then number three is one-to-one is not always better. So you might think that I need someone to talk to. I need one-on-one support. I need to work with someone directly, not in a group, not an online class. I need to talk to someone. And you may be right. I feel that way at times. I certainly do need that at times, but maybe like once a month. And the majority of the time, what I really need is number four, a proven system, and to follow a proven system. So for example, if my goal is to make a certain income and there's a process from somebody who's already made that level of income that I can follow, that's going to be more valuable than me just talking through like random things and ideas and what about this, what about that. Sometimes that's important and necessary, but when you're working with a coach, a lot of times it just helps to have like, okay, what is a strategy that's going to work? What have you found works? And now I'll put that into practice. I'll actually apply it. And that is sometimes the hardest part. And I've worked with a lot of people as their coach over the years. And I see some people just get stuck on certain parts. Some people really excel at certain parts. And then other parts, they just get stuck, like sending out regular emails for whatever reason. It doesn't really compute that that's important or going to help them or grow their business. And they really feel just like they really need to be posting on Instagram, and that's the priority. And that's fine. And you can do that. And there's nothing wrong with any approach. But if you're asking for someone's help and they have a system and they know it works, and if you follow that system, you'll likely get the same results, then just follow the system. And in my experience as the student, the more I just come back to, okay, what is this teacher offering? What is the structure they're giving me? And just follow it to the letter. And they said, do this, I'll do that. And follow it meticulously, then change it from there. And I start to feel like, okay, this part doesn't quite resonate with me, or this doesn't really make sense for what I'm offering. I'm going to say it a different way, or move this part there, or putting together a page for people to enroll in your offer. You know, I've taken many trainings on that aspect of running a business, and certain people will say this, certain people will say that, but I just stick with the coach. I've worked with a few specific coaches over the last year. I just follow what they say. Then once I've done exactly what they said, I'll look at it, I'll feel into it, trust my intuition, and then I might make some changes. And the most growth, the most dramatic results that I've seen in my business are when I am the number one student. And that's the fifth thing I want to share, is basically that's just number four to its extreme. So I see, okay, the system is A to Z. I'm going to be the number one student who just does exactly A to Z, exactly as they say, and see what happens. And when I do that, usually gets the most dramatic results that I've seen in my business, of like the number of sales or revenue, or the positive results I've seen for students, the amazing testimonials I get back, which helps me know that what I'm doing is working. That's it. It's I'm being the number one student. And that's where I'm competing with people, in a way, rather than competing of like trying to be the best or trying to get the most revenue or whatever, or the most numbers on Instagram or the most numbers on YouTube. It's like, how can I follow this to a T? And then it does lead to more revenue and more of the back end metrics that people don't see as much, right? If you look to just YouTube or Instagram or likes or follows, these are vanity metrics. These are not really what results in income in a business. It can. And if the systems are in place, it certainly can. But I focus on the things that actually bring in revenue for the business and actually help people who sign up for the thing that they paid for and get dramatic results. And that's what's most important, I think. But those things you don't see on the outside, and they're not on the vanity metrics. You can't see by how many likes somebody has. And I actually haven't focused on social media a whole lot, so I don't have a lot of likes there. And a lot of people that I follow and I've learned from don't either, but they have like multiple six-figure businesses or seven-figure businesses and tremendously happy students who love what they do and are devoted to that work. So that is more important to me, like actually helping people. And you don't always see that on the external sort of vanity things. And then number six is to always be translating what you're learning into action. So it's one thing to just take in information. It's another thing to translate that into something that you can share. For example, as a yoga teacher, like if you're learning about, let's say, the chakras, it's one thing to read all the books on the chakras that you can find and just take that in. But it's another thing to turn that into a class on the chakras, or a class series on the chakras, or a workshop, or a retreat, right? So now you're taking what you've learned and translating it into action. And that's pretty obvious as a teacher, but then it's more subtle on things like the business side of things. So if you learn some interesting tip about how to do reels on Instagram, just learning that is nice, but it's not really valuable until you've applied it and actually done what they've taught, which if you actually just spend time doing that, then you quickly run out of time to do anything else. You're actually implementing all these things that you're learning. Your schedule fill up, and then you start to see the results or the lessons and information that the results aren't working. So over the last year, as I invested over $12,000 in my own training myself, these are some of the things that I learned. And one of the things I signed up for was an $8,000 program that had almost daily coaching offers. So like almost every day I could get coaching from different coaches. And I quickly realized that nobody... I did not need daily coaching. Like I needed to know the process and then to go implement it. And then eventually I hit a roadblock or fear or insecurity or doubt or uncertainty. Then I need the coaching. Maybe just one or two questions, maybe to kind of work out some kinks, maybe to talk through things for like 15 to 30 minutes. Then I'm back into action and doing the things from the system and following the systems and the processes. And I think that is really an ideal model to work with a yoga business coach, where you don't need daily coaching. You might not even need weekly coaching. You just need a proven system that works. And then you're going to hit roadblocks because everybody does. Maybe it's the tech. You're confused about the tech. Or maybe it's your insecurities or self-doubt coming up and there's inner deep work to do. And a good coach will help you navigate all of those things. And they might know how to work with the tech. They might know how to work with the emotional stuff coming up. They might know some strategic things or even be able to refer you to other people who know stuff that they don't know. So that's what I learned, and that's how I'm going to apply that to what I offer this year in my yoga business coaching and more proven systems, more of the things that I know work that I've taken from the trainings that I've learned and applied to my business and seen the results, and still space for the one-on-one coaching. So you have that and you can ask for help and you can talk through the kinks and the emotional things that come up. That's all very important. But the main thing is to stay in action and keep applying what you're learning. So whatever you learn today, apply it immediately to whatever you do next. And what I'm offering this week is the Thrive 2023 free class. So if you're listening to this later, you could still probably catch the replay or you can join the waitlist. So check out quietmind.yoga/thrive. And this is where I'll be sharing ways to increase your income, get your life back in alignment with what really matters to you so you can clear out all the unnecessary stuff and really go from surviving and just kind of making it through the uncertainty of the past couple of years and the year ahead to thriving through these uncertain times. Because a lot of people are talking about recessions and there's already lots of inflation, so everything is more expensive now. And there's this whole impact on the economy and it can feel really uncertain and scary right now, but I really believe that everybody who wants to and has the resources can find a way to thrive through these uncertain times. And the resources aren't about a lot of money. It's really about where you put your attention. That's why I talk about getting your life in alignment first. Then you can increase your income. Then you can really thrive through these uncertain times. So you can read all about it at quietmind.yoga/thrive. And I'm offering this to everybody now. Last year, I just offered this to yoga teachers specifically. But even in that, I saw that people were creating things that are not really just yoga. And people have different skills and resources to bring into their offerings. And I think this is the world we're moving towards, where now AI can help us write anything that's like just information-based. It's pretty incredible, and I've used it in my yoga teacher training to help do research and collect research with AI almost instantly. It's amazing. But there's no heart and soul to an AI. It's not a human. It doesn't understand heart and soul and emotions and energy in the way that we do as humans. So more and more, that's going to become essential that there are ways to learn from people from their experience, heart to heart, from experience to experience, so that you can really connect with people, which AI can never replace that. So AI will replace a lot of jobs and a lot of roles in society that are very much more just in this logical, linear kind of approach to the world. But the more people tap into their unique gifts and share those with the world, the more valuable those things will be. And that's where we're moving towards in the world, as far as I understand from astrology and just the trends in the world. So I'm sharing this workshop to help you make the most of that. So it could be yoga business offerings you want to make. It could be you really like crocheting and you want to offer a course on that. Or maybe you want to teach people and mentor people in parenting because you overcame some massive struggles in parenting on your own and you see that there was a huge need that wasn't being met that you could help meet. And I think that is one of the most powerful opportunities that we're living through now that's not going to be around for forever. I think it'll be around a few more years at this level, in this like kind of bubble where it's a huge opportunity now and you could totally change your life trajectory and your career and everything using these opportunities of the online resources that we have now. But it's not going to last forever. So I really want to share these skills and resources. It's a free workshop. We'll be doing actual deep inner work. It's not just a big sales pitch or anything. We're actually going to do deep work on the workshop. And yes, there is a way to work with me more if you want to, with coaching and support to help create your offers that are in alignment with your true essence and what matters to you. And that will help you increase your income, which allows you to serve more people and allows you to have a higher quality of life, which can also help you serve more people. And there's a really powerful positive trajectory and energy that builds around these things that I really love getting to see and the people I've worked with. And now I'm sharing it, yes, with yoga teachers, but also with anybody who wants to make the most of these opportunities over the next couple of years. So that's at quietmind.yoga/thrive. And again, this is what I think is better than just having a yoga business coach, is having this approach to what you're looking for in a coach. You, number one, find someone who has the results you want. Number two, don't worry about vanity metrics or their audience size. Actually make sure that there's an actual connection with them. Number three, and that they have those results you want. And number three is knowing that one-to-one is not always better. Like if you're just getting one-off coaching, which I'll just actually add that one of my clients said after we worked together, she found this coach who did Voxer coaching. Like she could just send her a message anytime, any day of the week, all month long. And then she would respond back over Voxer, a voice message. And she paid a lot of money for this. And it was just kind of random, like, what's the point? Like there's no system, there's no structure. Yes, it's coaching. Yes, it's one-to-one support, but like, what are we doing here? It's just kind of horizontal, right? There's no like trajectory, there's no path, there's no real motion. So, you know, that's a kind of the worst case scenario, I think, in a way. But just having one-to-one coaching is not always better. You really need, number four, a proven system. And you need to, number five, follow it meticulously, be the number one student. And then number six, always be translating what you learn into action and into offers and improving. So there's this kind of wheel to it. Always a student, always a teacher, always learning, always teaching. As teachers, that is part of the Dharma, I think, of the path. And if you just stop and you say, okay, I know everything, I got it, I'm done learning, I'm just gonna teach now, that's fine. But don't be surprised when the well runs dry eventually and you just feel like you've lost the passion and care about it anymore because you just don't have any more inputs coming in, and then there's not much coming out either after a while. So you got to keep things fresh and interesting and keep learning and applying and adapting to all the changes that are happening, just like the ancient yogis have always adapted the practice, and it's evolved over the years and centuries and lives of people who brought it before us. So now we've got all these new modern things to help yoga evolve, and as it has online, and now there's a lot of cool things on the horizon. I'll be sharing about some of that as well at the Thrive Workshop. So quietmind.yoga/thrive is where you can go right now to sign up. And if you see this later, you'll just see the wait list, and I'll be offering it again in the future because I've offered this now. This will be the third year offering some version of this, and it's, I think, going to be the best one yet. And I look forward to seeing you there. So thank you for listening, and look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Yoga Teacher Training Podcast.